Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing news and insights to keep you sharp and in the know. Today, we're diving into the latest shakeups in agency land, a major reckoning in ad fraud certification, a bold campaign tackling a hidden World Cup issue, and what's brewing for brands as the world's biggest soccer event approaches. Let's get right into it. First up, Adweek sat down with legendary ad man Sir Martin Sorrell, who offered a candid assessment of the state of holding companies, and it's not a pretty picture. Sorrell, who founded WPP and now heads S4 Capital, says the era of holding companies as major acquirers is over. In fact, they've become acquisition targets themselves. But here's the catch. There are very few, if any, exits. No private equity firm is big enough to buy giants like WPP or Dentsu outright, and even those with the resources, like Bain Capital, aren't likely to take such a risk right now. Sorrell speculates that Accenture could make a play for WPP, especially since its media business would be highly valuable, but admits it would be a messy deal. He also points out that Publicis has been successful by organizing itself around geography and clients, rather than capabilities, unlike WPP and Omnicom, which he says leads to warring factions. As for the future, Sorrell predicts that Omnicom and Publicis will survive largely intact, while Dentsu, Avis, and WPP will each take on new forms. S4 Capital itself is in a period of stabilization after a tech-driven revenue slump, and Sorrell is frank about the challenges. The company needs to diversify beyond tech clients and improve its integration. The big takeaway: the holdco landscape is in flux, with no easy exits and plenty of uncertainty ahead. Turning to the digital advertising ecosystem, Adweek reports that the Trusted Accountability Group, or TAG, is losing ground as both Google and the Trade Desk let their TAG certifications lapse, and Procter & Gamble, once a leading advocate, has dropped its mandate for TAG-certified partners. TAG was established in 2015 to combat ad fraud and uphold brand safety, quickly becoming a must-have credential for agencies, brands, and ad tech vendors. But now, Google and the Trade Desk, two of the world's largest ad platforms, have decided not to renew their certifications, citing redundancy with other accreditations, like the Media Rating Council, MRC, and internal standards that already exceed TAG's requirements. P&G, which once refused to work with non-TAG-certified partners, now only encourages, but doesn't require, the certification. Industry insiders told Adweek that TAG's audits are seen as superficial and that its registry has been made largely redundant by free tools from the IAB Tech Lab, like Sellers, JSON and ads.txt. Some even describe TAG certifications as a farce and more about optics than real assurance. The cost of membership and audits is considerable, with sell-side companies often maintaining certification just to appease clients like P&G. With confidence in TAG waning and major players dropping out, the industry is rethinking what real accountability and brand safety look like. Now, as the countdown to the 2026 FIFA World Cup begins, brands are gearing up for what's projected to be the most watched tournament ever, according to Adweek. The US, Canada, and Mexico will host 48 teams across 104 matches, with an estimated 6 billion viewers worldwide and 5 million attending in person. While anticipation is building, the event isn't without its shadows. Ongoing geopolitical tensions, security concerns, and complaints about ticket pricing are all in the mix. Still, advertisers are going all in, launching campaigns and creative stunts to reach both die-hard fans and newcomers. The World Cup remains a massive opportunity for brands to make a global impact, and the competition for attention is already heating up. But there's a more sobering side to the World Cup's arrival in North America. Adweek spotlights a powerful new campaign by Seattle agency DNA and STONE, aimed at confronting the spike in sex trafficking that often accompanies major sporting events. With Seattle set to host games, local authorities expect a surge in trafficking and sex tourism. DNA and STONE's Poison the Fantasy campaign, which launches as the tournament kicks off, uses broadcast, social, digital, billboards, and projections around World Cup venues, not just in Seattle, but also in cities like Atlanta, Boston, Houston, Miami, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. The campaign features real-life testimonials, called "de testimonials," from those impacted by buyers of trafficked sex, such as a daughter who discovered her father was buying girls her age, and an ex-wife who struggles with the knowledge of her husband's actions. The work is intentionally provocative, designed to cut through the noise and reach potential buyers, and is supported pro bono by a coalition of local partners. Not all media outlets were willing to run the campaign, but DNA and STONE insists that ignoring the issue isn't an option. "Let's not tolerate this," says agency co-founder Alan Brown. The campaign directs people to buysexbayprices.com for more information. That's it for today's brief. From the uncertain future of the world's biggest agency groups, to shifting standards in ad fraud prevention, to the World Cup's dual role as a marketing bonanza and a social flashpoint, the industry is facing both opportunity and challenge in equal measure. As always, the stories you follow, and the actions you take, shape the future of marketing. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow for more insights and updates.